gone, but not forgotten. Sin that is in any way attached to us will separate us from seeing, hearing, and feeling God's presence. It will keep us from receiving all God wants to give us. Refusing to forgive is responsible for the seeds of bitterness and distrust that Satan would like to sow within us. When we think of the wrongs that were committed against us or others, we're often angry. Something in us demands our brand of justice. We may not be able to satisfy the desire to retaliate. So often we just imprison the offenders within the jails of our minds. It takes effort to constantly check on the prisoners. In fact, it is we who are in prison. Often the ones who are the object of our anger don't even realize how we feel about them. Constantly reviewing what happened to us also creates an ongoing distrust of others. We may see everyone as having the potential to hurt us. We're not so likely to enter relationships we can't control. Satan attempts to plant seeds that grow into roots of bitterness, reaching far into our minds. He wants us to distrust God. He wants us to believe that God did not care enough about us to bring our brand of justice. He wants us to believe we have to deal with those who sin against us. He tempts us to withhold forgiveness. And he has a variety of ways to entice us to further sin in our anger. Do not let anger grow into the bitter root. Hebrews 12:15 says, make sure that everyone has his kindness from God, so that bitterness doesn't take root and grow up to cause trouble that corrupts many of you. Ephesians 4:26-27 says, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Once we understand the truth that if we do not forgive, God will not forgive us, we may be in distress because we don't know how to forgive. We try to forgive and forget, but it doesn't work. Unlike God, who does not remember confessed and repented sin anymore, we remember. Often, we try to put the person who committed the sin out of our mind completely. But this is especially difficult if they're still in our present life. It's not God's intent that we attempt to sweep them under the rug. It's God's desire that we recognize our oneness in Him. It is His desire that we see each other as He sees us. We are all created in His image, but we are all prone to sin and in need of God's forgiveness. When we want to begin again in writing, using our computer, we hit delete, and we type a new line. If we type the same word, it'll be back in front of us again. If we type something different, the old will be gone and the new will appear. If you want to begin again, simply ask God to reveal to you anyone that you have not forgiven. Then ask Him to show you how to forgive. After you've repented of the sin of unforgiveness, you may be better able to see and hear God. Agree with God and delete the sins of the one who acted against you. Pray for them, using God's word to describe people at their best. Believe that God is working out His plan for that person so that others will see Him in them, and trust Him to do what He promised to do. God always agrees with us when we agree with what He has said in His Word. So pray, seeing that person as a new creature in Christ Jesus. Believe the Spirit of truth that assures us the light will outshine the darkness. Good will triumph over evil. Believe the Word of God is active and that what he says will apply to anyone that he created. Confess God's love right now as recorded in 1 Corinthians. Read through the scripture 3 times. The first time, read it as it is written. The second time, insert God's name of I Am, as I will illustrate to you. The third time, insert the name of the one that you have difficulty forgiving, and believe in faith that God will verify the truth of his love. So let's go through the way it is written, 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. And now let's look at that scripture with God's name in the place of love, because we know God is love. So using God's name, I am patient. I am kind. I do not envy. I do not boast. I am not proud. I do not dishonor others. I am not self-seeking. I am not easily angered. I keep no record of wrongs. I do not delight in evil, but I rejoice in the truth. I always protect, always trust, always hope, always persevere. God's love in me never fails. And now let's try inserting the name of one that you know you need to forgive. Just as an example, we will use the name John. John is patient. John is kind. John does not envy. John does not boast. John is not proud. John does not dishonor others. John is not self-seeking. John is not easily angered. John keeps no record of wrongs. John does not delight in evil, but John rejoices in the truth. John always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. God's love in John never fails.